Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Useful language, relative clauses, introduction. The text for this episode comes from the section called Sentences for Your Grammar, which is on the Talking People website in a section called Useful Language, Sentences for Your Grammar. And well, let's get started. Who or that? My friend is the girl who is sitting on the bench. My friend is the girl who is sitting on the bench. My friend is the girl that's sitting on the bench. My friend is the girl that's sitting on the bench. My friend is the boy who is holding the books. My friend is the boy who is holding the books. My friend is the boy that's holding the books. My friend is the boy that's holding the books. This is the teacher who teaches fifth grade. This is the teacher who teaches fifth grade. This is the teacher that teaches fifth grade. This is the teacher that teaches fifth grade. Fifth, yes, fifth. This is the student who lives in Malaga. This is the student who lives in Malaga. This is the student that lives in Malaga. This is the student that lives in Malaga. The woman who is wearing a black dress is Sylvia's mum. The woman who is wearing a black dress is Sylvia's mum. The woman who's wearing a black dress is Sylvia's mum. The woman who's wearing a black dress is Sylvia's mum. The man who is talking with Peter is my dad. The man who is talking with Peter is my dad. Obama, who was born in Hawaii, is now the president of the USA. Obama, who was born in Hawaii, is now the president of the USA. When the who clause, when the relative clause is between commas, we cannot replace the who or the which with that. Okay? So that's why I just read this sentence once. Which or that? The book which is on the desk is mine. The book that's on the desk is mine. The animal which got run over by a car is dead. The animal that got run over by a car is dead. The food which is on the table is for the baby. The food that's on the table is for the baby. Madrid, which used to be a welcoming city, is now overcrowded and full of vehicles. Madrid, which used to be a welcoming city, is now overcrowded and full of vehicles. And now whose? Whose is the possessive? Whose has the same pronunciation as whose, but different spelling. Whose for possessive is W-H-O-S-E, whose. And whose is W-H-O apostrophe S. So there you have two words that sound the same but are different. You have to work it out from context. That's the girl whose name is Eloisa. That's the girl whose name is Eloisa. That's the boy whose parents live in Colorado. That's the boy whose parents live in Colorado. That's the car whose owner got arrested. That's the car whose owner got arrested. That's the dog whose owner died last week. That's the dog whose owner died last week. So what is whose for possessive? Let's see if you can work it out from this sentence. Don Quixote was born in a village whose name I do not recall. Don Quixote was born in a village whose name I do not recall. Do not recall is a formal way to say don't remember, okay? And now, where and when? Where? That's the place where my grandmother was born. That's the place where my grandmother was born. Or, that's the hotel where we stayed. That's the hotel where we stayed. And with when? That's the day when my grandfather was born. That's the day when my grandfather was born. Or, that's the day when my friend had surgery. That's the day when my friend had surgery. So, I hope this is first contact with relative clauses and that you practice and become fluent and accurate in saying these sentences. And then we can study the grammar theoretically in class, okay? Have a nice day.